Tonight on this Holy Thursday, we remember the night before Good Friday, the night before Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. And this is one of my favorite liturgies of the whole church year. We celebrate a number of mysteries that occurred, events in the life of Jesus. The first is what happens on the night before he's handed over, and that's the Last Supper. And at that Last Supper, he took bread, handed it to his apostles, and said, "This is my body, take of it and eat it." And then he took the cup filled with wine. He said, "Take this and drink it. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me." So we as Catholics take these words with the most seriousness, which is why we gather every Sunday to do what Jesus told us to do in remembrance of him, just to celebrate the Eucharist, the feast of the body and blood of Jesus, where he turns at the altar here in Winsted, Minnesota, ordinary bread and ordinary wine into the most extraordinary substance, the very body and blood of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. The other thing that Jesus does at this Last Supper, in addition to instituting the Holy Eucharist, is he institutes the sacred priesthood, and he passes on this gift that he himself has, priesthood, to his closest friends and followers, to the 12. And that priesthood then, those 12 would carry through the night of agony in the garden, through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, through the ascension, through the sending of the Holy Spirit, and the apostles would take that gift of priesthood and they would go out throughout the whole world. And what would they do? They'd celebrate the sacraments. They would do what they learned to do on that night of the Last Supper. They would do this right here in remembrance of Jesus, bringing Jesus into the world. So how blessed are we to be able to come here this evening? Sometimes we can think that we're doing a favor to God or we're doing something good for God, and it's good that we're all here, but how blessed are we to be here? Jesus gives us these sacraments as a place of rest, as a place of love, communion with him. He wants us to feel loved when we come to the Mass. He wants us to be able to rest in his loving protection over us, to really believe that in the sacrament he unites himself to us so that we have nothing to fear, nothing at all. That there's nothing that could happen in our life that could take away his love for us that he makes so present perfectly here at the Mass. So how blessed are we to be here this evening? Another reason that I love this is so we hear this, we hear the gospel of a rather unusual gospel, because we don't hear about the passing on of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. In John's Gospel, in the Last Supper, what we hear is that at the Last Supper, Jesus also washed the feet of his disciples. And we shouldn't take this as just a nice sentimental gesture, but we get a sense with Peter's protest, "Jesus, you can't wash my feet. I'll never let you wash my feet." Because to wash someone's feet was the lowest thing you could do. Even Jewish slaves didn't have to wash the feet of the people in their household. That was left for foreigners. It was beneath the dignity of any Jew, even a Jew who's a slave. Jesus performs an action that the apostles only would have seen slaves do during their life. But yet he did that for them. And he gives them an example of what the priesthood is supposed to be for them. The priesthood is not a way to raise themselves up, have power and authority and lord it over people, but rather the priesthood is all about service, that they would be called to imitate him in laying down their lives for their brothers and their sisters. This evening we'll commemorate that by washing the feet of 12 people from our parish. Again, we see the service that is connected in such an intimate way to the Eucharist. We receive the Eucharist so that we can be nourished to serve. And tired from serving, we come back to be fed at the Eucharist. And this is our whole life. This is a sacramental life that God wants us to live. Finally, at the end of Mass, we end this Mass in a very interesting way. There's no final blessing. There's no dismissal. Why? Because the liturgy continues tomorrow. Tomorrow, when we arrive, there'll be no greeting at the beginning of the Good Friday service. And at the end of the Good Friday service, no blessing, because the liturgy continues all the way to the Easter Vigil Mass on Holy Saturday night. So how do we end this Mass this evening? Well, we'll end with the Blessed Sacrament that's been consecrated at this Mass in a ciborium. Jesus will be there present for us in the altar. We'll offer him our reverence and our worship by incensing the ciborium, Jesus, who's really on the altar. And then we'll take Jesus and we'll process him. We'll process him down to the back of church, and then we'll come around and we'll arrive at this beautiful altar of repose in this tabernacle here. The liturgical instructions of the church tell us that the altar of repose should be beautifully decorated with plants and flowers and candles. And what's the symbolism here? Well, it's Jesus is being taken now to the Garden of Gethsemane. Because tonight is about receiving and celebrating the gift that he gives us here at the altar and the gift of the priesthood. But it's also about accompanying Jesus now as he begins to give his life away. He'll go to that garden. We'll place Jesus in the tabernacle here. We'll have the opportunity to pray as long as we want afterwards in front of Jesus to keep watch with him. One of my favorite memories as a seminarian in Rome was visiting the different churches on Holy Thursday night, and there's hundreds of them in the church. Most of them are very located close to one another, so it's easy to walk from one to another. Where at each church, there's a beautifully decorated altar with flowers and candles and the real presence of our Lord, who's asleep now in the garden. And so the church invites us to accompany him, to be with him, to wait and to watch, not to fall asleep like the other apostles did, but to be with Jesus in prayer. This is the night when Jesus hands himself over to men. And I was thinking about that so much today, how throughout Jesus's life, he always eluded the people who were trying to capture him, who were trying to harm him or even kill him. The very beginning of Jesus's life, what happens? Herod finds out that a newborn king is in Israel. And see, he has all of the little Israelite boys killed. But how does God protect Jesus? Well, he has his foster father Joseph have a dream, and so he's taken to Egypt. Jesus's hour for suffering had not yet come. Similarly, at the very beginning of Jesus's public ministry, he's preaching in his hometown synagogue at Nazareth. People at first are really impressed with his words, but then it's like an evil spirit enters the room. They start to be so suspicious of this son of the carpenter. Who does he think that he is? And so what do? They surround him and force him up this tall hill in Nazareth. They're going to throw him off the cliff. Looks like it's the end. And it was just the beginning. But yet Jesus eludes the crowd. seems to disappear in their midst. It was not yet his hour. So many times the Pharisees or the chief priests, the religious authorities, they're trying to catch him, catch him in his speech, get the temple priest to arrest him, but they continually are not able to do so until tonight. Why was that? Because it wasn't Jesus' hour. Jesus is in total control because he lives under the protection of the Father until tonight, when the Father permits Jesus to be handed over to men. And so now, in the next 24 hours, we see that same Jesus who so successfully eluded those who were trying to harm him, now he's going to submit himself to every act of evil that men would choose to inflict upon him. They're going to insult him and spit upon him. They're going to put a crown of thorns upon his head. They're going to scourge him and lead him to the cross, where they'll nail his hands down to that piece of wood, and there he'll die the most painful and humiliating death. But Jesus does this all for us. And tonight is where it begins, when he allows himself to be given over, no longer in control, letting those men do whatever they please to him. That's how much we're loved. Tonight, brothers and sisters, let's give thanks to the Lord for bringing us here this evening to be able to be at this Mass, receive the sacraments. Let's also be so grateful that Jesus has brought us to this place where we have the opportunity to accompany him to that place where he gives his life for us. He hands himself over for us. May this evening be a time of great love as we realize that, as unworthy as each one of us are, myself included, we're loved so much that Jesus would do even this.